Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. We're in full ice storm mode here. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me. Tim is keeping an eye on the roads. He'll have an update for you in a little while, although it's basically our impression that there aren't that many problems because there aren't that many cars on the road because the rest of the media putting the panic button all the way in kept everybody from going to work and school and all the rest.
And I think the amount of ice, too, is way under what they thought.
Yeah. Although, did you hear what the forecast is for Joplin?
Yes, I did. Colin told me that.
2 inches of ice they're expecting in Joplin, which, you know, that's horrible the first day. But by the second day, you can go out. The problem is that amount of ice on the trees and the power lines, that's where the problems start coming in when the power starts going out. And speaking of storm-related stuff, the Kansas City Chiefs were scheduled to host the Pittsburgh Steelers in one of the divisional playoff games this weekend in the NFL. It was going to be Sunday kickoff just after noon. That game has been pushed back to 7:20 on Sunday night.
Wow.
So if you're planning on recording that game, as I am, because the NFL is much more fun on fast forward, when you can watch a whole 3.5 hour football game in about 40 minutes, you may want to reset your DVR.
I think there's a stadium open in San Diego maybe they could play in.
Yeah. Why don't they play out there? Well, then you don't have the home field advantage.
I think the entire NFL, all the teams should move to L.A.
That's what The Onion said yesterday.
Yeah.
There was an article on The Onion about that.
I didn't hear one L.A. person that was excited for this move.
No, not one. Let's open up the phone lines here and play the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. It's your weekly topical trivia game. At this point, I guess we could say we're testing you on all of 2017 thus far, because we're only 13 days into the year. If you want to take a shot at it and you haven't played in the last 60 days, call me now, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. Some cell phones get in here at *KTRS. You're not just playing to answer the questions. Those questions have point values. Those point values could end up tallying enough to win you a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
The just size of your head.
Just as good in the new year as the old year.
Yes.
Donuts.
And from Old Town Donut Shop donuts. With 2 locations in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Excuse my drool. I'm sorry.
Or from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card. They have 2 locations, 1 in Florissant and 1 in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
And if you get all the questions right, we call it a clean sweep, and you get a double bonus package this week.
Oh, my goodness. It's huge. For the clean sweep, you get a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candice's has dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to candicesnet.net.
But that's not all.
Oh, no. Breezy Buddy Fan Pillow is what you will win if you get the clean sweep. Also, it's a St. Charles company. It has 2 quiet fans that are built into the pillow with a rechargeable USB power supply or uses 4 C-cell batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we'll throw in a 50% off coupon for a Breezy Buddy sports fan chair. You can go to breezybuddy.com to check these out.
All right, so that's what you're playing for in the Harris Challenge today, and let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Roger.
Hello, how you doing?
Welcome to the show. Congratulations on making it through the icy phone lines to the challenge.
Oh, it's kind of slippery road getting through the lines.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to wish everybody a happy French Toast Friday.
French Toast Friday is right. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see which of the 3 categories you would like to play with. There will be a total of 5 categories for our 5 contestants, but only 3 at a time appear on my screen. Led, of course, by Have You Been Paying Attention? And then category 2, You Know the Name. Or category 3, The Business Page. What'll it be, Roger?
Have you been paying attention?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5-point question for you. There's a total of 15 for the clean sweep, but you need just to get more than half of those points in order to win today. The category again, have you been paying attention? Let's play the Harris Challenge. What caused Las Vegas sports books to lose $20 million on Monday night?
Oh, the national football game, or the national college football.
Yeah, who won?
Final.
Who won?
Oh, Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson beat Alabama, and that's what made them lose all that money. In what Eastern European country were U.S. soldiers deployed Wednesday, sending shockwaves all the way to Vladimir Putin in Moscow? Which NFL team seems set to abandon the city it's played in for 55 years to join the Rams in Los Angeles?
San Diego.
Sorry. Yeah, we were just talking about that. Which TV network's live coverage of Congress was interrupted for 10 minutes by a stream of the Russia Today network yesterday?
C-SPAN.
Correct. For what team was Adam McVay the offensive coordinator before the Rams made history yesterday by hiring him as the youngest head coach in NFL history?
Washington Redskins.
That's correct. So what Eastern European country are U.S. soldiers in now? Poland. Poland is the answer. 3,500 of them are there as of yesterday. Roger, you didn't get the two-pointer, but you got 13 points, and you are a winner. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I'll move on to our second contestant. Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You want to plug something?
Just everybody be careful out there, and hey, go Blues.
All right. Which category would you like? You know the name, the business page, or our new third category, Ice on the Screen?
You know the name.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Steve, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did President Obama award the nation's highest civil honor, his final Medal of Freedom, to yesterday?
Pass.
Which two members of KISS appeared at the grand opening of a bar restaurant in Chesterfield Wednesday night without their stage makeup?
Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley.
Correct. This week, Fox News settled a sexual harassment suit by Juliette Huddy against which of its anchors? Who was condemned to death this week for killing 9 black parishioners at a church in Charleston, South Carolina in 2015? Which rocker, known for hits like Crash Into Me, made the cover of AARP magazine this week for his 50th birthday?
Oh.
I know this one.
Bon Jovi. I
don't know. Dan?
Dave Matthews.
Yeah. Back to the one-pointer. Who did Obama give the Medal of Freedom to yesterday? His vice president, Joe Biden. Oh. The sexual harassment suit at Fox News, Juliette Huddy had said that Bill O'Reilly had made inappropriate remarks and other things with her. And Dylan Roof was the maniac who killed the people in that church in South Carolina a couple of years ago. So let's see how you did here, Steve. You got Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons. And this completes your total correct answers.
Oopsie.
As you know, on the Harris Challenge, when you don't win, you get punished. Here for our punishment today is a new recording of Gloria Gaynor's 1978 disco classic, I Will Survive, as sung or at times spoken for you by several Hollywood stars, including Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone, Felicity Jones, Dakota Fanning, Michelle Williams, Natalie Portman, Greta Gerwig, Michael Shannon, Amy Adams, Taraji P. Henson, Dev Patel, Ruth Negga, Mahershala Ali, Matthew McConaughey, Chris Pine, Haley Steinfeld, and Joel Edgerton, who all think they're going to survive.
First I was afraid.
I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights
thinking how you did me wrong.
And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along.
And so you're back here to march from outer space.
I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face.
I should have changed that stupid lock.
I should have made you leave your key.
If I'd known for just 1 second,
you'd be back to bother me.
Go on now, go.
Walk out the door. Just turn around now.
Because you're not welcome anymore.
Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye?
Did you think I'd crumble?
You think I'd lay down and die?
No, not I. I will survive.
Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive.
I've got all my life to live.
And I've got all my love to give.
Oh. And I'll survive.
I will survive.
Hey, hey. I like that part.
Okay. I will survive.
All right, there you go. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Steve, but you earned it.
That's all right. I did earn it, and I am AM into PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right, here's our third contestant. Hi, Aaron. Welcome to the show. Aaron, are you there? Aaron is not there, so we'll go to Brian as our third contestant. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Welcome to the show. And on the Harris Challenge, you get the unique broadcast opportunity to suck up to the boss or shout out to a friend or use it for a commercial endorsement. Go ahead with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I would suck up to the boss, but I'm retired. And enjoy your show every Friday. Really, really good time.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. Which category would you like? We have the business page, ice on the screen, or our new third category, on this day.
Oh, my God. Let's go on this day.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. president fainted after choking on a pretzel on this day in 2002?
Bush.
Correct.
George W. Bush.
Correct. When Michael Jordan announced his retirement from the NBA on this day in 1999, what team did he have a contract with?
Chicago Bulls.
Correct. What was the name of the baby born to Samantha Stevens on the TV series Bewitched on this day in 1966?
Pass.
What musical instrument was first patented by Anthony Foss on this day in 1854? Is it the auto harp, the harmonica, or the accordion?
Accordion.
Correct. In which state did L. Douglas Wilder become the first black governor in the country on this day in 1990?
Alabama.
Virginia. Back to the three-pointer. What was the name of the baby born to Samantha Stevens on the TV series Bewitched on this day in 1966?
I have no idea. Sorry.
Samantha was played by Elizabeth Montgomery, one of my earliest crushes, along with Yvonne Craig as Batgirl. But enough about my pubescent self. The correct answer is Tabitha. Tabitha. So let's see how you did here, Brian. You got the 1 and the 2 and the 4. Oh, no, that's only 7 points, which means you have to survive this with the rest of us.
First, I was afraid.
I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
But then I spent so many nights
thinking how you did me wrong.
And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along.
And so you're back. You have to march from outer space.
The one marching there is, Emma Stone, who actually can sing.
Upon your face.
I should have changed that stupid lock.
I should have made you leave your key.
Okay, all right. I agree with you, and that's enough of it.
That is brutal. Thank you very much.
Stay warm.
I do it every Friday.
Thank you very much.
I try. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, my cheap plug will be my wonderful wife, Connie, and my trivia crazy daughter, Tiffany.
Okay. Well, let's see how you can do on the trivia categories left on the board here, the business page or ice on the screen.
Let's go with the business page.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Phil. Let's play the Harris Challenge. A day after Volkswagen pleaded guilty to criminal conspiracy in a widespread emissions cheating scheme, what other car company was charged with similar violations by the EPA this week?
Fiat Chrysler.
Correct. Which of these is not one of the potential tokens you can vote into the new set of Monopoly game pieces? A Frisbee, a smiley face, or a monster truck?
Smiley face.
A Frisbee. At which St. Louis retailer was a woman caught this week with a frying pan in her pants?
IKEA.
Correct. According to a new study by UCLA, what is mislabeled 47% of the time in restaurants? Wine, fish, or low-calorie entrees?
Fish
is right. You're probably not getting halibut. Which Scandinavian country became the first to start switching off FM radio in favor of digital stations this week?
Norway?
It is Norway. You chose a just random choice of the correct Scandinavian country. And, Phil, you got everything except the Frisbee. By the way, a smiley face as a game piece? Yeah, you can vote it. They're letting people have do a special internet vote edition of Monopoly, and you can choose that or about four dozen others, but not the Frisbee. So without that, you got 13 points for the win, Phil. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and I'm going to check back one more time. Aaron, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay. Hi. I'm glad we got you back. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I would just like to plug all the people that help each other out in this inclement weather.
Okay.
The firefighters, the policemen,
the road salters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to, because I think we take them for granted.
I think you're right. I'm glad you mentioned it, Aaron. We have one category left. Since you talked about the inclement weather, it fits perfectly that you would get ice on the screen.
ice, baby.
Please don't answer the questions before I ask them.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Law & Order spinoff does Ice-T star on?
Criminal Minds.
Special Victims Unit. Which of these movies was originally called Ice Cold Desire? Is it Basic Instinct, Fatal Attraction, or Winter's Bone?
Basic Instinct.
It is. Which founder of NWA stars in the Barbershop movies?
Ice Cube.
Correct. Which former sitcom star does the voice of Manny the Mammoth in the Ice Age movies?
Can you say that over again?
Yes. Which former sitcom star does the voice of Manny the Mammoth in the Ice Age movies?
I don't know.
Who played the submarine commander in the 1968 movie Ice Station Zebra?
Marvin.
It was Rock Hudson. You know what?
That's they look so much alike.
That's one of those movies I haven't seen in a long time, but I do remember it had Jim Brown and Ernie Borgnine. And I think Patrick McGoohan in it as well. It probably does not hold up, but it was a great movie for its day. And Ray Romano is the voice of Manny the Mammoth, Aaron. So let's see how you did here. You got the 2 and the 3, but unfortunately that's only 5 points. So here come the survivors.
First I was afraid.
I was petrified.
Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
But then I spent so many nights
thinking how you did me wrong.
And I grew strong.
And I learned how to get along.
And so you're back. You have to march from outer space.
I just walked in to find you.
I want to apologize for making this into the earworm that's going to stick with you through the whole winter.
I should have made you leave your key.
Weekend.
If I'd known for just 1 second.
You'd be back to bother me.
Go on now, go.
Good.
Walk out the door.
Just turn around now.
Because you're not welcome anymore.
Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye?
Did you think I'd crumble?
Do you think I'd lay down and die?
No, no, not I. I will survive.
Oh, as long as I know how to love,
I know I'll stay alive.
I've got all my life to live.
And I've got all my love to give.
And I'll survive.
I will survive.
Hey, hey. I like that part.
I will survive!
Oh, wow.
Mama.
All right, Aaron.
It wasn't that bad. That punishment wasn't that bad.
Well, you know what? You can come back in 60 days and try again, and I'll try to do better with the punishment music, okay?
Thank you.
Have a great
Happy
warm
New
weekend.
Year's.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. This is where you get to play the topical trivia game that keeps St. Louis warm. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find previous episodes on my website, harrisonline.com. That's where all the archives are. And listen to us all the time via that free app. Download it for your iPhone or for your Android phone. The free Big 550 KTRS app. So we stream right into you wherever you are.